and welcome to Wildcards, the show where you get to choose what we spend our time talking about. We are Amelia this today, so I'm Harriet Pryor and I'm joined by a lovely trio. I've got Mike Kearney, Joel Sanderson-Murray and Josh Hexton with me. If you're unfamiliar with Wildcards, Amelia goes through the rules every time, so I'll let you know we've got five categories and three options to choose from, which our panel have to talk about. But if you don't like one of the topics, you can play your wildcard, but you can only do it once. And just because she's not here doesn't mean I'm not going to be as strict as she is. So we will start with LFC present, and your options were James Milner with 17.8%, Henderson with 30%. And unsurprisingly, after last night, the winner was, with 51% of the vote, Harvey Elliott. Josh, it was a huge knock, wasn't it, of him to start last night, and one that probably many didn't expect. I think it's testament just how much he's impressed during his time here and how much the manager credits him and trusts him to start huge games.
Yeah, 100%. And he's becoming one of the really nice stories of the season now, isn't he? You know, him breaking into the first team back at the start of the season felt like a sort of watershed moment for what was to come. Obviously, the injury at Leeds is a massive setback and will, you know, hopefully feel like one of the lower points of the season come the end of it, because we don't want many lower points than that. And then, you know, the comeback, the goal against Cardiff, everything that's sort of happened for him in the past few weeks, you can't help but be made up with, because you can just see that he's living the dream, you know, being such a big Liverpool fan, being a boyhood Liverpool fan, getting the chance to play for Liverpool in big games, getting the chance to play for Liverpool in the San Siro on a Champions League night. There's not really much more you can ask from that. And I've loved seeing all the things on social media of him, you know, at the final in Kiev with his dad, and then, you know, getting the chance to play last night and how he's sharing that on his social media. And you just get this feeling from him that there's such a strong bond there between, you know, him and the club and him and the fans. And you can see why he could be a fan favourite for so many years to come, because he just has that sort of, you know, natural knack of getting people on his side, and that's what you love to see. And you want your footballers to care, and he so clearly does. And he's also got a bucket load of talent to back that up as well.